zero hour. From now, we start our all-night operation. You workers in our factories, you people at your parties, you nurses in our hospitals, you, sir, you and you and you, we're on all day and all night, too. Why are we doing this? What's the reason? Listen to our general manager, Mr. Eric Pierce.
Thank you, Bill Davies. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an exceedingly proud moment for me because the efficiency and cooperation of a keen and splendid staff has brought to fruition the commencement of a service of 24 hours a day broadcasting from these stations, which will, I feel certain, make a major contribution to the future of this progressive state and to the life of this gracious city. Through the press and elsewhere, we have told our story in detail and given you the reasons why my board of directors consider this a worthwhile step. Therefore, I shall confine my remarks to three things. First, to say how happy we are to have as partners with us in this new venture some old friends among our sponsors and some new ones. We welcome them, and we shall do our best to justify their confidence in us and in the future of this city. Secondly, I want to publicly thank the many friendly people who have helped in the preliminaries. The Australian Broadcasting Control Board, the editor of Radio Call, Mr. John Taylor, general manager of 2UW Sydney, the only other 24 hours a day radio station in the Commonwealth, and the scores of men and women who have sent us goodwill messages since we first announced our plans.